The case comes from Racine County. Back in 1995, Carl Berg was riding his snowmobile along a highway bed. The road was under construction and not open to cars. Berg slammed into the back of a snowmobile that was stopped along the path. Its owner, Robert Zimmerman, was sitting on the sled. Its engine and headlights were not on. Berg was permanently brain damaged and sued Zimmerman for injuries. But a circuit court judge ruled that since the snowmobile wasn't moving, Zimmerman was not operating it, and so could not be sued for negligence. An appeals court reversed that decision. A lawyer for Zimmerman, the rider who was stopped along the path, argued that there must be a point where drivers can know they are no longer operating a snowmobile. Zimmerman's attorney is Gregory Cook.
When do you stop operating a vehicle? If just sitting on it constitutes operating, are you going to have a situation where somebody has gotten up and left and then came back and sat on the snowmobile for some reason? Are we going to have a close proximity test? If you were intending on starting that vehicle up, does that constitute operation?
The case was compared to drunken driving situations where the operator of a car was arrested, even though the vehicle was not moving at the time. The argument was made that holding someone liable for sitting on a stationary snowmobile is like arresting a drunk for sleeping in the back seat of a car. No one in Wisconsin has ever been convicted of operating while intoxicated for just sitting in a car that they haven't been driving. The attorney for Berg, the man who was injured, argued that snowmobiles are just like any other vehicle, and Victor Harding told Justice Diane Sykes that riders are obligated to make themselves visible.
This is an integral part of snowmobiling. I mean, people stop, they chat, they talk, let's go back, that was a fun route we just took, or let's go this way, or let's go that way. That is part of the overall integral snowmobiling.
When are you allowed to turn the lights off?
You can turn the lights off when you're done and you're not out in the trail subjecting someone else to injury or yourself.
The rider who was stopped along the Racine County path was driving a late model snowmobile. Its lights could not operate when the engine was turned off. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.